seize the means of education, labor backs abolishing private schools, redistributing their assets. By Victoria Friedman on September 23, 2019. Labor Party members have backed integrating private schools into the public education system, effectively abolishing independent education, with the institution's assets being seized by the state and redistributed to other schools. The Labour Party took another swing to the far left under socialist leader Jeremy Corbyn after its members voted on Sunday to back plans that would see a future Labour government abolish Britain's private schools, signalling members want the motion included in the party's next election manifesto. Members also voted to force universities to cut the number of independent school pupils they accept, whereby where currently 10% of university matriculations are private school pupils, that would be capped at 7%, in line with the proportion of the wider population of children who attend fee-paying schools. Speaking at the party's conference in Brighton last night, Shadow Education Secretary Angela Rayner said Labour will set its Social Justice Commission to work on making the whole education system fairer through the integration of private schools. The members resolved to include in the next Labour Party general election manifesto a commitment to integrate all private schools into the state sector, which would include endowments, investments and properties held by private schools to be redistributed democratically and fairly across the country's educational institutions. Assets are often used by private schools to generate income, either to help maintain their independence, or, along with the tax-exemption charitable status, which Labour also vows to abolish, allows them to provide bursaries and scholarships to working-class pupils. The takeover of private schools would not be without cost, however, with the BBC noting that it would result in some 600,000 formerly independent school pupils, the school population of Wales, to be educated by the public purse, an estimated £3.5 billion on top of the education budget. Independent Schools Council Chief Executive Julie Robinson branded the move an attack on the rights and freedoms of parents to make choices over the education of their children, while the Independent Schools Association's Neil Ross Kelly pointed out that if integration occurred, teachers in the private sector wouldn't choose to transfer into the state sector. Former Deputy Chairman of the Conservatives Lord Ashcroft pointed out that as a result of Labour's to stop parental choice, private schools will just pop up in Ireland or elsewhere. Concern was also raised last night by Labour's chilling seizure of private assets, with David Gawk MP, formerly of the Conservative Party, saying, "I didn't go to a private school. My children don't go to private schools." But Labour's new policy on abolishing private schools and seizing private property is chilling. After Labour had banned establishing new academic attainment selective grammar schools in a previous government, there is the question of where Labour's policies of stopping school choice or making illegal so-called unfairness in the education system would end, given British parents also pay privately for tutors, music teachers, and other non-state-controlled extracurricular activities. The BBC's education and family correspondent Sean Coughlin wrote, "Why not other forms of non-state education? Whether it's nurseries, private tutors, professional training, universities or driving schools for that matter. Apart from property rights, there would be questions about human rights. How can you stop a parent choosing to pay someone to teach their child? While in theory no previous British government can bind the next, even if a successive Conservative government decided to re-establish private schools, those institutions would be without the assets, land, and other endowments that enabled them to be independent in the first place. Assets once seized and redistributed by the state cannot be returned to its owners with ease or without enormous further cost to the taxpayer."